David. It's Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, and this is the time of the year where I get very optimistic about the basketball team that plays on the Near West Side. I personally think the Chicago Bulls do have some chips, and could this offseason improve the team to at least compete in the East? Sam Panionovich joins us for our regular segment that we've been doing every summer where you tell me that I'm crazy.
You are crazy.
Sam, good to be here, though.
Good to see you, buddy. It's always fun to cut you down a couple pegs.
Last year, I feel like I said last year that I thought they could be good with Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler. And for two games in the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs, I was vindicated.
Are you holding on to those two wins?
I really hold on to those two.
Did you watch the finals?
I know.
They're not going to compete with those two teams.
You know, you're putting 130, 140 points up. It's crazy to think of any basketball team, especially the Bulls, that could do that in crunch time and compete. So how far are the Bulls from the elite teams that we saw in the finals, the Cavs and, of course, the two-time champ Golden State Warriors?
The Golden State Warriors owner just said that, quote, "We are light years ahead," end quote, of the NBA. Now, I don't think they're light years ahead. They are light years ahead of the Bulls, though.
I mean, they just got beat the year before, so that's kind of
arrogant
to say that,
the Bulls just don't have enough scoring. They don't play enough defense. They don't make open jump shots. The coach is outmatched, and their scouting and development program, I mean, look at the guys that they've drafted. You know, the Bobby Portises haven't really gotten better. Yeah. Their first-round pick, Denzel Valentine, didn't play. They've traded guys like Tony Snell. They'll trade other guys that they don't like. It's just they don't have a clear path to a top-five pick because they're too stubborn, because they want to win, and they want to get people in the seats so that they can sell tickets and make money on beer and hot dogs and pizza and sell jerseys. That's why they signed Dwayne Wade and Rajon Rondo. So they're never going to be bad enough with this current model of business to get into the bottom, you know, three or four or five picks.
Well, we're talking like fans because the business model
is great. It's fantastic.
They don't care. They're not hurting at all.
That's why everybody still has a job because at the end of the day, more cash goes in than it comes out.
They are. There's some crazy stat that they're one of the first, if not the number one selling team in the NBA. If they're at the top of the level.
They've led the league in attendance for 8 seasons.
How is that even possible?
I don't know.
All right. So
where are you going?
Let's talk about the draft. I think it's awesome the NBA goes right away into the draft. Like, I love it that it's, you know, this last week that we saw the Golden State Warriors be crowned champions, and this next week we're on to the NBA draft. The Bulls pick at the 16th pick. Not the best, not the worst.
No, it's right in the middle.
What do you do with that pick? What do the Bulls need, especially from a rookie, and what's available in this draft class?
Like I said, you're going to miss the top five players because you're just not there. I mean, your top five prospects are Markelle Fultz, Lonzo Ball, Josh Jackson, De'Aaron Fox, Jason Tatum. You won't get any of those guys unless you trade up, which we could talk about that too. I mean, Jimmy Butler's right there. He's like the ornament hanging from the bottom of the Christmas tree for Boston, for the Lakers. You throw him out there, you can get into that top three, but
are any of those guys worthy of replacing Jimmy Butler in Chicago?
Maybe replacing him? Probably not. But, I mean, you can't think that way. You can't think, well, this player will come in and replace Jimmy. Because if you trade Jimmy, then you're bottoming out. Then you won't win next year. The year after that, you'll probably win in, like, 2020. But as far as 16, you're out of the top 5-10 picks, and you're looking at guys that could be good. It's potential guys.
Let's ask about that. I mean, Paxson and guard, who do they go for? I mean, Paxson has seemed to have a style in drafting Big Ten players, players that have had
players that have won national championships.
Yeah, right.
Justin Jackson, North Carolina. I talked about this after the Final Four. I think he hit 7 threes in the Final Four, and I'm like, I just picture Gar Forman right now with the drapes closed at headquarters going, oh, that's the guy.
Yeah, but he's going to go one.
No, Justin Jackson. No, not Josh Jackson.
Justin Jackson. That's my brother's name.
It's like the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Jacksons. Josh Jackson's a top 3 pick, but Justin Jackson's like a 6'8 forward, 200 pounds, not big enough to play in the NBA, so Gar loves him. Went to North Carolina, pedigree, strong program, won a national championship. That's who I think they're going to take, but you can go with a younger guy like DJ Wilson from Michigan, Bam Adebayo from Kentucky, who's a 6'10 center. He's a freshman. But again, like, you're 16, you don't go, all right, that's the guy.
Right.
You just hope for somebody in that top 5-10 crescendo to maybe fall.
Is there a style of player or a position that you think that they need to be filled? Like, I mean, are they looking for center help, forward help? Is it work like that in the NBA?
Yeah, they need somebody to protect the rim. That would help. I mean, guys ate him alive inside. Felicio was your best defender at the rim. You know, you lost Joakim Noah a year before. Pau Gasol you lost to, even though he didn't guard anybody. Robin Lopez is okay, but again, that's a guy that you could potentially deal away and get younger. I really think they should try and just deplete everything.
You really go
I think
for the
they
kill.
Should go 2012, nah. 2013, 2014 Cubs and
no
just
way.
Trade away.
No.
Okay, all right. So you asked about the free agents, right?
Yeah, Hold on. So right now, the Chicago Bulls have, this is the lineup, right? Rajon Rondo.
Yes.
Dwayne Wade.
Yes.
Jimmy Butler. Lopez, right?
And Bobby Portis.
And Bobby
maybe,
Portis.
Because Taj Gibson's gone.
So it looks to me as if you look at that, obviously they need some depth. There's a lot of guys behind. But when we make the transition to free agency, are there any power forwards in the free agent market that fit the bill, that could be that guy that comes in and gives the Bulls protection in the rim, but also some star quality in their front court?
Knowing what the Bulls do and what they like to do, they like to bring in stars. Maybe they're not in their prime anymore, but at one point they were highly regarded. You could potentially chase after Blake Griffin.
Ooh, I love it.
All right, you're
just
already hooked.
Kia commercials up in Chicago.
Is that a banana in your pocket? Blake Griffin is a free agent. He's played with the Clippers for several years. He's 28 years old.
And
he's unrestricted.
They need to shake some stuff up in L.A.
He's unrestricted. Yeah. It's going to cost you probably $15 to $20 million a year. Who else is a free agent? Chris Paul. Now, they've played together in Los Angeles. If you cut the Rajon Rondo option, because it's a team option for who knows how much money, it's sort of a secret right now. If you cut Rajon Rondo, we're just playing NBA Live 2002 here, and we're building the best team we can, overriding everything. You could try and make room for an aging Chris Paul and an injured Blake Griffin to pair with Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade.
That's the most positive you're going
to
be.
It's a super team, right?
Right.
I mean, it's like, oh, these guys
But that's
guys
how
are...
you have to win in the NBA. You have to go get guys and get super. There's no organic. I mean, they could say all you will about the Golden State Warriors, but at the end of the day, they brought in Kevin Durant to add to a team that was already stacked. The only way you're winning at this point is if you can be a mad genius in the front office and be able to bring these guys together. Blake Griffin, it sounds right to me. If you had Blake Griffin, Dwayne Wade, and Jimmy Butler, and even a Rajon Rondo, you don't get Chris Paul, I still think that's one of the marquee teams in the East.
Right? They'll sell jerseys. They will fill the stadium.
I'm okay with that.
And they'll lose in the second round to LeBron. That's what's going to happen. But that's, you're right, and we joke about this all the time, but that is the model they follow. They just want to throw that reel out there with a big, fat, juicy worm and get you to bite it. And you're like, ooh, Blake Griffin. Ooh, Blake Griffin's pretty good. And then Blake Griffin gets hurt in December and he's out for the season. He's been hurt. He's been injured three of the last 4 years. So, and you talk about being ahead of the curve. If they do those moves, if they bring in Blake Griffin or Chris Paul, you're not exactly ahead of the curve. And you look in years past, in 96, when the Rockets brought in Charles Barkley.
And Scottie Pippen.
Well, that was a couple years later, but you get guys out of their prime. And then the Lakers, when they brought in Gary Payton and Karl Malone, you hinge on what they've done and not what they can do, and you get wrapped up.
Well, let's be clear. The Chicago Bulls, we started this conversation by saying that they're not going to compete against the Golden State Warriors team, whichever way you slice it, like in the next 2-3 years. I mean, you could blow it up and try to be in a spot where, I mean, as a fan, I hate the idea that, well, LeBron's got a window and it'll probably close, so let's get a rookie right now and just suck for 5 years. I don't want to do that. I want to see some prime time. I want to get back to the time where it's like it's the TBS game and it's the Bulls are on it every Thursday night. I want Jimmy Butler. I think Blake Griffin. I think a Dwayne Wade. They do that, right? They bring a little marquee to the Bulls. Do that, and then in a couple years rebuild. That's my guess.
It makes sense. What year is it? It's 2013, right? Oh, it's 2017. May not be the greatest idea now.
Who else is out there? Who else in the free agent market is worth looking at? I mean, because I've heard the kid from, is it Gordon Hayward?
Gordon Hayward from Utah. Yeah,
he's looking to go to Boston.
Well, he played for Brad Stevens in college at Butler.
Right.
Here are your top five point scoring free agents. Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant.
They're not
who will
going anywhere.
Go back to Golden State.
Oh, go get Curry.
Blake Griffin, who we talked about. Dwayne Wade. Oh, wait, we already have him. That's right. I forgot. Player option for $23.8 million, which he will accept. Mm. You think he's going to turn that? No, $23.8 million, I'm okay. You keep it. He's going to accept that. He'll come back. Do you want a 39-year-old Dirk Nowitzki?
I would take him in Chicago. See, I love it. I love it. I like the NBA
I'm
Live.
I'm so glad you're not running the Bulls.
I'm glad. Everyone out there right now and listening
Justin,
to the station. Yeah, David, you're with me, right?
You're scaring me.
You like it, though.
Sam?
Yes.
They have to crash and burn.
They better.
No, no. They have to. There's no choice. Look, Justin, you want a halfway fix, all right?
He wants a Band-Aid.
Yeah. I want an entertaining team.
No, you don't want an entertaining team. What you want is a team that wins. And a team that's going to win, that requires some work. And they're going to have to crash and burn before they can start up again.
They don't need to. There's the Chicago Bulls in a big market. They can get guys in and they can manufacture these teams. Not unlike, I think of the teams
you're forgetting
like the Dallas
about
Mavericks.
You're forgetting
that.
An Houston ugly
Rockets
thing called
that.
The salary cap.
Yeah, they can work around that.
I
what
doubt
they did with
it highly.
Look what they do.
All right, so here are some more guys. You want 40-year-old Vince Carter?
No.
Do you want 37-year-old Pau Gasol?
No.
Do you want Rudy Gay? That's a maybe.
Yes.
That's a maybe.
He's in Sacramento.
Yes.
He was supposed to come here in a trade, and that didn't work. They were looking at him when he went to Sacramento.
We talked
he
about,
would be a great guy. He's a small forward.
He's a wing. Yeah, he's a winger. We talked about Chris Paul, who you're in love with.
Yep.
Zach Randolph.
Yes.
From Memphis, power
Absolutely.
Forward.
Absolutely.
Wait a minute.
You should have led with Zach Randolph.
Wait a minute.
Zach Randolph comes and plays the power forward. Now you got a team with Wade, Butler, Randolph. They're beating the Toronto Raptors. They're beating the Boston Celtics.
I got it. Guess who's a free agent?
Who?
Derrick Rose.
I'd take Derrick back.
Yeah, I bet you would.
You'd take Derrick Rose back, wouldn't you?
Derrick Rose's camp is asking for a 5-year contract, reportedly.
Ooh, I don't know about that. But I would. I mean, I think Chicago would go crazy. That would be the sports machine, the industrial complex here would blow its head off. Its head would just explode all over the studios around town. But hey, I think the fans would be like, hey, we'll take Derrick Rose if he didn't cost.
So your lineup one more time is Chris Paul, Dwayne Wade, Jimmy Butler, Blake Griffin, and Zach Randolph.
Yeah. Right?
All right.
Are you crazy? You have a smart brain for sports. You don't think that would be a great team?
They'd be fifth in the East, and they would get railroaded.
They'd beat the Atlanta
what
Hawks.
Is the goal here? You want third in the
East?
To
get to the Eastern Conference Finals and lose to LeBron.
That's five.
The goal.
In five.
To be in a spot where in May we have playoff basketball. I understand the idea of crash and burn. I understand the idea of rookies for 4 years. We did that, and it sucked because the guys who ran it, we got Kurt Heinrich and Ben Gordon and all these guys in between, Eddie Curry and Tyson Chandler, and it didn't go anywhere. There's no guarantee it will go anywhere in the NBA. The NBA is about primetime superstars. Put a superstar team, a Frankenstein together, put that team together, and we're talking about late May playoff games.
Then you're forgetting one little ingredient.
A coach.
Thank you.
Yeah, right. But Fred Hoiberg, it doesn't need to do much if you get those guys. You got Zach Randolph and Chris Paul. They say just move to the side.
I would rather bring what's his name back.
Yeah.
Phil Jackson?
No.
Tom Thibodeau.
Yes.
He's a Timberwolf.
I love hypotheticals here. All right, so when you're the GM and you bring that team together, there's one other avenue you may want to explore. You may want to wait outside LeBron's house with a crowbar and just make sure that you hit him right in the ankle right around April.
No.
Then that team might go to the finals.
I think everybody in Chicago wants to see this. I think we want to see a team that has the, I guess, the players and the star power to push LeBron James. And
so
that
right now,
lineup I just said pushes LeBron James. I if it was Kyrie Irving, LeBron James, and Kevin Love versus Zach Randolph, Jimmy Butler, and Chris Paul. I'm okay with it. I think that I would take the bet on that. I would take the chances on that.
So not counting Rondo, the Bulls are at $66 million. The salary cap is 94. Mm. So you have $28 million of room.
That's one guy.
Well, if it's Blake Griffin, it could be 20, but then you're going to need Chris Paul to take a pay cut.
Or can you get Jimmy Butler, Dwayne Wade to take a pay cut?
I don't think so. That's not how it works.
No?
No. You can go over. I mean, the salary ceiling is 100 and looks like 113 million.
I think it could be a very exciting offseason for the Chicago Bulls. Sam Panionovich joining us tonight. I love this. I think we came out of this. We came into it pessimistic. We came out of it optimistic.
Stop saying we.
Sam, great to see you, buddy.
See ya.